piece. Do 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 do. One man, one piece. Do 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 do. One man, one piece. Do 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 do. Welcome to One Man, One Piece, Season 1, Episode 28. I Won't Die, the fierce battle between Luffy and Don Krieg. Or something to that effect. Please rate and share. Or my cat will meow at me in the middle of recording. And who knows what else? Anything could happen. It's the butterfly effect that you're setting in motion. Either rating and sharing or not rating and sharing. This episode is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast, as it always is, because that is the only advertisement I can get. Hell yeah. We love them. Yeah. So, last episode, Don Krieg used his fearsome poison gas. He was launching a big old bolus of poison gas in the shape of a damn missile right at Gin and the crew, since Gin had upset him so by refusing to kill Zeff and Sanji and whoever the hell else Don Krieg wanted him to kill. We had Luffy, who was having trouble finding a mask to cover his little face as the poison gas was coming right towards them, but he did retrieve a mask for Gin and Sanji. So, at the beginning of this episode, Luffy, somebody tosses him a mask. We find out that's Gin, of course, and Gin is affected by the poison gas, as it were. But he does save Sanji's life, and unfortunately, he does not seem so good after that. But perhaps he can be saved, and we don't find that out in this episode, but he seems to be alive at the very least. And y'all know Luffy. Luffy's very upset by this. First off, you know, he's very, I guess grateful for the fact that Gin had saved his life and, you know, made sure that Sanji was alive. But after that, he was pissed off at Don Krieg, as he kind of has been the whole time. He's pissed off at Don Krieg for doing that to his right-hand man, and everybody is just all psyched out because they're like, whoa, he really did that to Gin? Gin was the most loyal guy to him, and they show why Gin was so loyal, and one of the reasons, right, is when Full Body's Marine Navy ship had stopped Krieg's, Gin played the decoy and allowed himself to be captured, and hey, that's why he was captured by Full Body. And maybe that's the only way that the Navy comes back into this arc. Maybe they just kind of existed to introduce Gin and maybe, you know, display his loyalty to Krieg, but I'm still holding out hope that possibly the Navy could roll up back again and get maybe Krieg's crew or maybe everybody in trouble, you know? Because Full Body didn't seem to be upset by the fact that, just had been totally ignorant to the fact that Zeff was a pirate of any sort when he showed up to the Baradi to be a patron there. Although he might be holding a grudge for, you know, Sanji humiliating him in front of his date. I don't know. So, you know, there you have it. But, you know, no more Hawkeye, no more Gin, no more Invincible Pearl. This is straight up. It's time to take on the big man himself, Don Krieg. And, you know, after Luffy gets so fired up after seeing what Krieg was willing to do to his right-hand man, one of his most loyal pirates, he, you know, just rushes right in. Sanji says, no, you can't just rush right in a head-on attack. And Krieg says, oh, you're in a frenzy. It'll be easier to kill that way. Wonderful. Tsubarashi. or something like that. And my Japanese pronunciation probably isn't the greatest, but hey, that's life. And Luffy says, "Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going to die here. You're going to die here." And he takes a friggin' bunch of bombs and a bunch of spears, a little, I guess not exactly arrows, but like fat arrows, right into his body. And he goes up, and right as he's approaching, Krieg puts on his porcupine cape, a spiky cape. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's just a cape with a bunch of spikes on it, putting it over his face, thinking that Luffy, well, he's not going to punch a bunch of metal spikes, is he? And he does. He does punch a bunch of metal spikes, hitting Krieg right in the face, knocking his ass down for a little while. And then you get, you know, Zeff saying, "I like guys like that who will fight for life or death, no matter what. They never give up. They never think about death for even a moment, because they know what they must do," or whatever. But, you know, Krieg is knocking his ass for a little while, but Luffy kind of just takes the opportunity to stand there grinning and such. Maybe would have been a good opportunity to just, you know, grab him by the legs and "So long, ya Bowser," fucking right into the ocean, drown his ass out. But he didn't, and Krieg gets back up, you know, tries to throw an attack, tosses Luffy. Luffy gets tossed, but he's not done yet. Then Krieg pulls out this exploding spear, flinging it around, you know, whacking people, or whacking Luffy specifically, causing explosions, making things a lot more difficult. They were already a lot difficult. And, you know, bam, there he goes. But by the end of the episode, Luffy manages to break the spear. At one point, Krieg is throwing a spear attack at him, and he just grabs onto the spear and hangs on from it. And that pisses Krieg off a lot. But by the end of the episode, Luffy manages to break the spear. That's where the episode ends. And, yeah. And who knows what Krieg will do next. He seems like, you know, everybody was saying that was his most powerful weapon that he had in his arsenal. So I don't know what else. And I imagine Krieg is probably starting to run low on ammo at this point. He hasn't really taken any time to load up any of his several guns that are attached to his crazy suit of armor that he has. So maybe Luffy can finally get, you know, get the kill, I guess. Or whatever else happens. I'm still holding out on the Navy showing up, because I really think, you know, full circle, you know? Bring things back to the way they started. Because they kind of teased a full body, you know, in the way that they would tease a main villain of an arc. You know, maybe they plan to bring him back in the future or whatever. And I'm sure they will, you know. But there's also, you know, been a lot of talking, you know. There's been a lot of talking throughout this whole arc. Kobe was finally mentioned once again. You know, we know how Gin was captured, the way he gave up himself to the Navy. I don't ever know whether to call them the Navy or Marines, because I don't even know if they're like a different thing in this world, or if they just kind of use them interchangeably. Or maybe it's just the translation. And they are more consistent about that in the show, but they're in the manga. But, doesn't matter. You know who I'm talking about either way most of the time, I'm sure. Unless you don't, and I'm totally oblivious. But, you know, maybe they'll come back and, like, be kind of the, not really Deus Ex Machina, it seems like, Machina, it seems like Luffy's kind of got this handled, and just, you know, imagine how well he would have it handled if other people were fighting as well. That would be wild. Be funny to see, like, to see Usopp, like, over all the way, they're almost at the Going Merry, and then he, like, gets that, like, friggin' probably mile-long drop shot on him with the slingshot. Knocks Krieg on his ass. Usopp's the big hero of the arc. Gets that last blow. Usopp becomes, like, the new owner of the Barati or something. That wouldn't happen. I think Zeff's gonna live through things. Yeah, they've definitely been one thing that's a little bit blue balling me throughout these last couple episodes is like they kind of made it seem like Zeff might bite the bullet, especially where they gave this whole flashback arc about, you know, everything that Zeff did for Sanji and saving his life and giving him like a new opportunity to be the guy or whatever. And then with this whole Gin thing, it seems like Gin might inevitably pull through. They kind of helped him out, brought him up to the top deck and put the mask on him and everything, which I guess has like some detoxifying effect just as a plan B in case filtering the gas through it wasn't enough. And I don't know. Yeah, they even gave this like insinuation that they might have like an antidote. And then Patty was like, "No, that's for food poisoning. We can't use it here. This is a different kind of poison." And then Zeff was like, "Yeah, just put the mask on him as a detoxifying effect or some shit." So I don't know. I feel like they're kind of getting a little bit of cold feet when it comes to actually like killing off characters. And we've only really seen, I mean, we saw Kuina die in like a flashback, but there aren't really many characters that are just up and dying so far, which is fine. You know, you don't have to use death as a plot device, but when you tease it, you know, I don't know. It feels like they're kind of blue balling us a little. You know, so all I'm saying is I hope that Zeff and Gin, you know, should they make it through this thing, really have some good arcs in the future. You know, when we come back to the Barati and see these guys again, or, you know, out on the open sea or whatever the hell, or once Gin finds his new life away from Krieg. Yeah, you know. But, you know, whatever. They've still displayed the clear danger and all that of the fight well enough, and they are still using Zeff to like kind of tell Sanji. You know, at one point he says, "Luffy has a spear as well. He has a spear in his heart, and that's something unbeatable. I know somebody who's holding back that spear for foolish reasons," and Sanji's like, "Oh, that's me," or something like that. I don't know, maybe he was talking about somebody else, but it seems pretty clear that he was like talking directly to Sanji, which I guess could be portrayed like equally as well through like a, you know, like a flashback narrator, Sanji having like memories of Zeff telling him certain things, but you know, Zeff's still there playing some sort of part, not really in the combat of it all, but you know, the writer seems to have, you know, left him in for a reason. This episode really, you know, I think, yeah, there were definitely some real badass moments with Luffy running through all the bombs and the spears and everything that was being thrown at him and punching the porcupine cape and, you know, refusing to give up, even when Krieg is throwing this exploding spear everywhere. Nothing that really ties into the like kind of themes of this arc as much as past episodes have, but you know, it's kind of just the big fight that we've all been waiting for. You know, we did get a little glimpse of how loyal Gin has been, and you know, just how much in turn Sanji was able to sway him in a different direction. You know, because that's important. If Gin was just like half-assed about his loyalty, it wouldn't really mean as much. But we can see that Gin was in fact Don Krieg's, you know, right-hand man, his commander, and, you know, even sacrificed his own livelihood to keep Krieg, you know, out on the open seas doing what he has to do. So, you know, we get that this episode. Yeah, it's mostly just Luffy getting, like, more and more fired up about killing Krieg, and Krieg getting, like, more and more pissed off because nobody's supposed to touch Krieg, you know? Nobody's supposed to lay their precious little fingers on Krieg. So, you know, everybody's all like, whoa, he finally punched him. That's crazy. That's, you know, Krieg's supposed to kill anybody who gets near him before they even lay a damn hand on him. Which was also kind of the Pearl's shtick, wasn't it? I feel like I'm being a little more critical this episode, but, you know, just a few things that caught my eye that seemed a little off. Nothing too insane, but, you know, it was just a little odd to me, some of these things. But the flow of the episode was still good, you know, giving, like, all these little chunks of fight with dialogue between Zeff and Sanji in between, you know, cutting away to see how Gin's doing. So it had a very good flow to it. I don't know. Yeah, there's only, you know, I think and I believe that the next episode of this, you know, arc will be the final episode, and we'll finally get to see, first of all, what played out between Nami and the rest of Luffy's pals there out on the sea, and what happens next, you know? Another thing that I was kind of thinking about while I was in this episode was, like, I was kind of thinking about the power scaling in a way to where, like, okay, Zoro was able to fight Hawkeye and survive, you know, clearly getting knocked on his ass. And obviously, you know, Hawkeye also said, you know, I didn't use my full power on you, and he fight him with a tiny little friggin' nail clipper knife. And, you know, Sanji was able to, you know, he really was only able to fight, you know, or able to survive against Gin because Gin refused to kill him, much like with Zoro and Hawkeye. But now Luffy seems to be able to fight Krieg with relative ease without even taking much damage that, you know, that he didn't really just allow himself to take, right? I mean, I guess he couldn't really avoid being, you know, hit by these, I still don't even know what to call them, like spiky bullets. You know, but he punched the porcupine cape and all that. And ultimately, like, I thought that was a little weird that we're having the main, you know, character kind of be able to fight this big baddie with relative ease and not take much damage and kind of dodge all the spear attacks relatively easily without kind of getting that hurt, and also, like, punch the spear right in its fucking face and break it asunder. But ultimately, I think that also kind of, you know, the conclusion I came to is that it kind of makes sense, in the sense that, first of all, if Zoro fought, or if Luffy fought Hawkeye, he would easily be sliced to bits, because A, he doesn't have any, you know, sword skills, and he is, unlike a lot of things, immune to is not immune to slashing damage, if you will. And Sanji, well, he does have, you know, this seemingly some training from Zeff and, you know, some propensity to be able to fight. He also hasn't been out, you know, fighting a lot out on the sea. You know, he maybe had to fend off a few people and, you know, kind of getting a little some scuffles, but not really some big full-scale combat, like he is now against somebody as powerful as Gin. And I wonder if it was Luffy against Gin. I mean, obviously Gin's weapons are much more close range. So I think Luffy probably would have been able to use his gum gum bullshit maneuvers with you know relative ease to take out Gin. Maybe wrap him up in a big gum gum cocoon, where Sanji is just fighting with his feet. He even gave himself that sort of handicap because he can't injure his hands because he's a chef. So I think the power scaling kind of works out relatively nicely, all in all. And it's not to say that Luffy like was able to like use some Mary Sue Deus Ex Machina and just be able to you know knock Don Krieg on his ass without you know taking a single scratch and never showing any of his blood like some of these villains have stated in the past. He willingly you know rushed into things while shedding a lot of blood. And you know it was more a show of his resolve and his willpower and the spear in his heart, if you will, rather than you know any show of his like incredible fighting prowess or you know just being this great you know smart clever fighter. It was more just him. I think even Zeff referred to it as blind determination. And you know, obviously seeing what Krieg did to Gin is probably the greatest sin in Luffy's book, really, because he would never allow, especially his right-hand man, to you know, not only fall into the you know, into the crossfire of his most deadly attack, but even, you know, direct that attack right at him because he had a sort of differing viewpoint. So it works thematically for Luffy, I think, where he would very much not put up with somebody committing such a great sin against the power of friendship. And treating their right-hand man as a simple slave to be, you know, culled off whenever he feels like that should be what he does, you know, which might have made it even more impactful if Gin actually did end up kind of biting the bullet here, and he still could, you know, who knows if it'll even be possible to save him. Krieg said, you know, even if he does stay alive, it'll only be for an hour or so. There's really no, it doesn't seem like there's any way to save him, but it also seems kind of narratively like they're trying to make it so Gin stays alive, not just Paddy Incarnate, but you know, the writer of the manga, rather. So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Either way, I mean, it's still a very obvious blow to Luffy's sort of ideals and whatnot that kind of led him into this furious rage to throw hands with Don Krieg himself. So it doesn't, you know. Yeah. That's pretty much most of what happened to this episode, was just the little back and forth of there. I think in the next episode, I mean, it seems to me that the Krieg should be pretty easily defeated now. He's kind of expended all his arsenal, and what really is Krieg without all his weapons? He doesn't really have any hand-to-hand martial prowess, it would seem. He didn't multi-class into monk or anything. He relies on his big hefty armor with all his guns and spears and whatever he has. So, I don't see this fight going on much longer. Luffy still seems to have all his resolve, and Krieg seems to sort of be in a very, between a rock and a hard place, or between a rock and a soft, rubbery place. And, I think also another sort of important thing that happened to this episode was, I think Zeff sort of finally managed to give Krieg that bit of confidence he needed to join Luffy's crew and, go off and find the All Blue or whatever. And now that we know what Sanji's dreams really are, it's really no point for him to just sit and stay in the Barati when the All Blue is somewhere out there, or hopefully it is. I recorded Wednesday's episode this week on Monday, and I just forgot to upload it. So that's coming out on Thursday, the day that I'm recording this. I just uploaded it, actually, and this will be Friday's episode. And leaving tonight on vacation, and I don't have any episodes back stocked, so do I have time to record one or two more? I guess we'll see. And I guess there'll probably be a Wednesday episode at least, but if there is not a Friday episode, I'll probably tell you. You'll probably hear about it on Wednesday. So that's just our little scheduling thing. Woohoo! One man, one piece. One man, da 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 da, one piece, da 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 do 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 do. I should have used that one for an intro sometime, for a cold open. It's not really a cold open because the intro music plays first, but a warm open, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know all these broadcasting, podcasting terms. I'm just kind of going with the flow. As you probably know, this is a very train of thought podcast. I just got to watch an episode and talk about it and hope that I can fill 30 minutes. It's not so easy sometimes. Maybe I should study the ancient arts of podcasting. Might be easier to have another person, another co-host. But this is one man, one piece, and I am the one man and nobody else. So that would be two men, one piece, and it just wouldn't play out the same. I would have to change the name, and I'm too stubborn to do that at this point. So we're not bringing on a co-host, unless maybe we can get a guest sometime or something. But as things are right now, tough fucking luck. I don't think I'm going to be able to get any guests on this thing in the foreseeable future, and that's fine because I'm literally just doing this for fun as a little time waster. It's almost like my weekly meditation. Watch some One Piece, sit and talk about it. It's like my One Piece-centered personal therapy session or something. But anyways... Rate and share, show you care, if you dare, don't be a square. All the other ones I've used. One man, one piece. Peace.